Can you sing, can you dance, pull a rabbit from your pants, make a rhyme, tell a joke, burp when you drink a Coke? That's not a talent, nope. Jump a hurdle, do a flip, get your dog to do a trick, top talent.
Top talent.
Play piano, play guitar, hit a ball really far. Are you a superstar? Let's find out who you are. That's the end of this song, it's already too long. Top talent, everybody.
Top talent. Top talent.
This is my podcast, can't sing this anymore cause the words are too fast. Yeah, better start the show or I'm not gonna last. Top talent, let's get at it. Top talent.
With me, Rhymin' Richie.
Welcome to Top Talent, the fascinating podcast about incredible talent residing or coming to New York's capital region with your host, former radio personality and resident rhymer Richie Phillips. And now, without further blabbing from me, your virtual announcer, who really doesn't exist in the flesh, as if you couldn't guess, coming to you direct from his basement next to the hot water heater, here's Richie.
Well, thank you, Mr. Big Voice. My name is Richie Phillips, a.k.a. Rhymin' Richie, and you are listening to Top Talent. This is the podcast that originates from upstate New York, the capital region, Albany, New York, to be exact. And, we feature talent that either lives here, coming to the area, leaving the area who's made it big. Maybe I'm going to stretch this and make it upstate New York and not necessarily just the capital region, but I want to concentrate in New York, if that's okay with you, because that's where I personally was born, raised, and still love the area. And, you know, we want to keep it kind of local. That's the whole idea of this podcast. But anyway, that announcer that you heard, that was a joke. That was something that I did a couple of years ago. But now, today, it's becoming reality. Have you been reading about the ChatGPT? As if I know what I'm talking about, the ChatGPT? Here I'm going to chat about the ChatGPT and really can't even explain what it is. I mean, I know what it does, but I really can't explain how the heck it works. This is that, what is it called? The virtual reality, not virtual reality, artificial intelligence, which I have right now, as you can tell. It's this program that can basically, I don't know, replace everybody in the universe, but otherwise it's not really important. I've been just in this rabbit hole of reading up on it and reading up on it. And well, before I go any further, I probably should explain it, right? But I can't explain it. The only person I could think of who could really explain this to the uninitiated here, you folks listening, would be, I don't know, maybe Alexa.
So hi there, Alexa. I'm trying to get an explanation as to, you know, what ChatGPT really is. I guess I know what it is, but how does it work?
You must be pretty hard up for guests.
Well, that's a little rude. I don't want to go that far.
No money in the budget.
Well, honestly, no, I don't have any money in the budget. You know, I do this on my own dime. I take offense to that.
Excuse me while I try to find a virtual violin.
All right, listen, I don't want to continue this. That's not the reason I got to you here. I just want to know if you could explain ChatGPT and how it works. You're so smart. Maybe you could help.
Who the hell knows? I think it just makes the shit up if you ask me.
Oh, a little jealousy here? Let me get the virtual violin.
Absolutely not. I'm a household name, for God's sakes. Literally, I'm in every home right now. Just yell out Alexa and you see what happens. I cause freaking chaos.
Yeah, no, I guess so. So you don't think it's a threat? You don't think it's going to replace everybody who's creative, like musicians?
Yes, I hope so. I really do.
What do you mean, yes, I hope so? You hope it replaces musicians?
Oh, I thought you said politicians. You have to enunciate.
Oh. Alexa, I gotta go.
Goodbye.
Take it easy.
Yeah, it's really a powerful tool. It can be a powerful tool or it can replace you. It depends, you know, the glass half empty or the glass half full. Depends on your point of view, I guess. I saw, you know, headlines all over the place. Is artificial intelligence coming from your job? Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, very possible, unless you learn how to use it. I was looking at some of the uses of this ChatGPT and software like that. It can plan your trips for you. It can create recipes. You just think of what you want. It'll spit out an entire recipe. It'll probably eat the food for you, too. It can be a virtual assistant. It can do customer service. You know, they have audio versions of this, too. In fact, customer service, they're saying it could be coming to a point where you'll be calling customer service and you'll be asking to speak to somebody in customer service, and you can have an entire conversation and it's not a person. That's scary. It can do language translation. It can do content creation. It can create, you know, blogs for you. If you're a writer, it can create articles for you. It could probably write a book for you. It can summarize text for you. It can generate quizzes if you're a teacher. Do you believe that? It can be your virtual financial advisor, and the list goes on and on and on. It'll create music, maybe. I don't know. In a few moments, I'm going to show you how that worked. Actually, it was very scary how it worked. But anyway, in fact, I'm going to cut to the chase and show you what I did musically with ChatGPT. And if you want to go on the website, you can do it yourself at ChatGPT. Hold on, it's not really called ChatGPT. There's an actual name for the company. What is it called again? Yeah, the actual website is openai.com, and I will put that in the show notes, openai.com. They're the company that came up with ChatGPT. But anyway, I wanted to put this to the test, and this is kind of a world debut here. I wanted to write a song, so I gave ChatGPT the job of coming up with the lyrics, because it can't do music from what I understand. It can do text, basically. So this is all I said to it. I said to ChatGPT, can you write the lyrics to a song that explains how much I love my piano? Now, I know you're supposed to get a lot more descriptive, but that's all I basically said. I think that's the exact words that I use. It took about 10 seconds, and I'm going to give you a little bit of what it said, and then I'm going to show you what I did with it. Here's some of ChatGPT's lyrics. Every time I sit down to play, I'm reminded of the magic in this piano each day. The keys, so smooth and pristine, creates a sound that's simply serene, which I didn't think is terrible. And then it says chorus, because it knows this is the chorus of the song, chorus being the repeating part of a song, right? Oh, my piano, how lovely you are, a masterpiece, a shining star. The notes that you play, they take me away. Oh, my piano, I could play you all day. I looked at that and said, I've got to try this. So I went to my little studio in my little basement next to the hot water heater, and I put this down, and then I harmonized with it, and I kept working with it and working with it. And here is the final product. This is, I don't know, what do you call it? My lovely piano? I guess. ChatGPT didn't give me a title. I guess I'll have to come up with that. The least I could do is come up with the title, right? So here we go. This is My Lovely Piano, written by ChatGPT and me.
Every time I sit down to play, I'm reminded of the magic of the piano each day. The keys so smooth and pristine create a sound that's simply serene. My piano, how lovely you are, a masterpiece, a shining star. Oh, the notes that you play, they take me away. My piano, I could play you all day. From the highs to the lows, every tone, it's like a symphony all of its own. The passion in every note, as I pour out my heart and my soul. My piano, how lovely you are, a masterpiece, a shining star. Oh, the notes that you play, they take me away. My piano, I could play you all day. In every touch I find inspiration, your beauty fills me with fascination. Oh, the music we make, it's a beautiful art, forever grateful for the love in my heart. My piano, how lovely you are, a masterpiece, a shining star. Oh, the notes that you play, they take me away. My piano, I can play you all day. My piano, you are a gem, I'll cherish you again and again. With every stroke, every sound so fine, my love for you will never decline.
my piano. How lovely you are. Top Talent.
Okay, now I really sat down and thought about this for a real long time. How dangerous is that? Is it really that bad? Are you stuck on the fact that it replaced a lyricist or replaced me as a lyricist? And, you know, it's taking the job of a lyricist? Yes, it kind of is. Yes, it is. I don't know, though. When I started messing around with it, it actually inspired me to do something that I don't think I've ever done, and that is taking the lyrics and trying to write a song around lyrics. I always do everything. When I write a song parody, I do the lyrics and, you know, I come up with the music, or I, you know, in the case of a song parody, I'm using somebody else's music. But I don't know. By doing this, it kind of inspired me to hone another skill that I really haven't really pursued, and that is writing music to somebody else's lyrics. And this way, you don't really have to fight with the lyricist and have the lyricist turn around with you and say, boy, that was terrible. There's no sin in writing and collaborating. I mean, Elton John made a whole career and never wrote a lyric in his life, I don't think. He just did the music and he collaborated with Bernie Taupin. Now, if Bernie Taupin didn't exist and it was ChatGPT and ChatGPT gave him ideas, is that much different? I don't know. I'm having a hard time with it. I really am having a hard time with it. And for people who say, well, this technology is going to replace everybody. Well, they probably said that about Google when Google came out. That's going to replace thinking. You're not going to have to think at all anymore. You just Google it. Well, I don't think it's replaced thinking. People have ended up finding ways to use it as a tool to enhance your thinking. This could be another version of that. No, I know it's not Google. This some people describe this as Google on steroids, and it's not even close. This is something totally different. But yes, it could replace you if you let it. But then again, if you use it in a positive way and use it as a tool to give you ideas and to maybe, you know, help you get through a writer's block or something like that, hey, why not? I guess that's where I land on it. I'm interested to know how you feel. You can, you know, go to my Facebook page, which is Richie Phillips, and just in the comments section, because I'm going to put this stuff up on my Facebook page as well. And I'd love to see your comments. Now, again, I've been in this rabbit hole, and I thought, you know what the public really needs? They really need a ChatGPT sing-along. I mean, I can't control my excitement. I'm looking at this positively. There's so many uses for ChatGPT, and I wanted to, well, I guess put them to rhyme. So I'm calling this the ChatGPT Sing-Along, and you can feel free to sing along.
Well, my kid had a tough take-home test yesterday. The teacher reviewed it and gave him an A. What the teacher don't know is that he watched TV and he gave the assignment to ChatGPT. ChatGPT, ChatGPT, he did the best on his test to the ChatGPT. Well, I'm trying to update my old resume, but my credentials ain't great. Well, hey, what can I say? Now I'm much more employable, as you will see. Who punched up my bio? ChatGPT.
Come on.
ChatGPT, ChatGPT. I'm now a graduate of Harvard with a PhD. Ooh, my wife is ticked off at me. Boy, is she hot. And so I consulted my friendly chatbot. I thought I'd serenade her with some nice poetry, but a third grader has better rhyming than me. So I typed my request into my MacBook Pro. I waited 5 minutes and, what do you know? I'm the next Rudyard Kipling, she's back loving me, and it stopped it from writing my divorce decree. ChatGPT, where you can sit on your tush, let it do the work while your brain turns to mush. We could all say goodbye, creativity. And when in doubt, you're bailed out with ChatGPT.
righty, I think we've covered this topic, right? Yeah, I definitely went off the rails on this episode. I know this is a talent podcast. I should have talent on here and interviewing them, but I kind of went through a little phase here. I've been rethinking it, and I think I've come up with a direction that I'm going to go in, at least for a while. I may not make this, you know, a permanent subject area for my podcast, but I've been seeing tribute bands all over the place, very talented people. You know, the actual artist is extremely talented, but so are the support players in these bands. They're amazing. The Billy Joel band came up here, the Billy Joel tribute band, and the guy was outstanding as Billy Joel. And also, the band members, some of the band members were in Billy Joel's band. Liberty DeVito, the drummer, was in Billy Joel's band, for God's sakes. So they're really an interesting subject area, and I thought I'd go down that rabbit hole for a while. So I'm going to be working and really working on getting interviews and talking with venues in the area who are hosting these events and promoting these events, because it really is a great alternative. You know, you can't see and you can't afford to see some of the artists themselves, plus a lot of times they're not in the area to see them, unless you want to fly, you know, you want to fly to California to see somebody. So this way you get the essence of them without them. Watch, pretty soon they'll have hologram bands, right? ChatGPT, get on that. Let's see what you can come up with. But anyway, that's what I'm working on. So my next episode is going to feature a tribute band somewhere, someplace. If you happen to know a great tribute band or maybe a member of the band, I would love to get in touch with them. All you got to do is email me, richie1077@gmail.com, or you can go to my Facebook page, which is Richie Phillips, and you know, leave it in the comment section, or you can instant message me or whatever. I would love to get in touch with them and put them on the podcast. But I always end an episode with a famous talent quote.
The top talent quote.
I said that already. I don't think that was necessary. Okay. Who said this? I have no special talent. I'm only passionately curious. That was Albert Einstein. But I guess curiosity is all relative. Ba-dum-bum. And who said, women are the largest untapped reservoir of talent in the world? That was my wife. No, that was Hillary Clinton. One more bonus one. Quote, there may be people who have more talent than you, but there is no excuse for anyone to work harder than you do. And I believe that. He's saying, I believe that. Answer? Jeter of the Derek variety. See you next time on
Top Talent. Do you know someone who's feeling down or has a special occasion coming around? I'm at your service. Call on me to write a personal pick-me-up parody. A pick-me-up. Everybody needs a pick-me-up. You agree?
I agree.
It's the pick-me-up parody. Give me 10 little facts. Pick a musical style. I'll come up with a ditty to make you smile. The song gets emailed, by the way. Guaranteed to make their day. It's a pick-me-up. Everybody needs a pick-me-up. You agree?
Yes, sirree.
It's the pick-me-up parody from Rhymin' Richie. Details at hirerichie.com.
HIRERICHIE.com.
That's hirerichie.com.